Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we continue on. Roland, I've been doing, as you know, over the course of the last couple of weeks, and now we're moving into 2015, conversations with a friend. And I've noted my conversations with some entertainment people, broadcasters, and so on. And this is a conversation I have with a friend I haven't spoken to in 35 years. And it was kind of amazing talking.
And still a friend, I might
add.
And still a friend.
He called me up. His name is Nicky. And he called me up out of the clear blue sky, found my name, found me through my friend of my sister, and all the way on down the line. She remembered him from the old community, the old neighborhood. And he called just to say hello. Okay? And like some other friends who I hadn't seen, like my friend Bob, I haven't seen Bob in over about a half a century. He Facebooked me. Well, we're doing the Facebook thing. But Nicky did it the old-fashioned way. He called, okay? And in the conversation, I found it interesting that our life's experience paralleled. I thought that was amazing. He was always interested in the broadcast business and worked in the business on the West Coast at KTSF in San Francisco, where he lived for some time, then moved, now lives in San Jose, and is semi-retired, works as a consultant and so on. But he reminded me of some things I did as a child. And I said, I didn't do that. He says, oh yes, you did. I said, how'd you know? Because I was there, he said. I was pretty much Peck's original bad boy. And it was kind of nice to reminisce about the old village, Greenwich Village, of course. And I notice I say that with a great degree of love and care.
Yes, you do. And I always envy you to have that kind of knowledge of this vast city. You know, not only the outer boroughs, but particularly Manhattan.
And he mentioned a phrase I hadn't heard in a very, very long time. And it wasn't meant only in the fact it was something we used to call Greenwich Village is a closet in a house hidden in the woods. You got to find the woods first, then you got to find the house and the closet, which has no reference to someone's personal preference, okay? But that's what the village was like. It has these little side streets that dead end someplace, sometimes go nowhere. You can go around in circles if you want. You come out in the same end of the street, you know, figure out, how did I do that? Well, that's Greenwich Village.
Well, you know, when I was in college, I had a buddy whose father lived in Greenwich Village. I think McDougal Alley, does that ring a bell?
Yes, I know it well.
Now, that's the village, correct?
That is the heart of the village.
I remember visiting that and that particular apartment thinking, wow, would I love to live here.
McDougal
it was quaint.
Yes.
It was bucolic.
The back end of that alley is a place called the Fat Black Pussycat. That's the back end of that particular cafe, which used to be a big hangout for all the stars of that era in the 60s, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Pete Seeger, and all of those in the folk era, okay? The Fat Black Pussycat, which is still there, by the way. I think maybe it'd be a different name. But McDougal Alley was unique unto itself. It was a curved street. Used to be a church right there on the corner, which is long gone now. Now it's down the street. But McDougal Alley itself, that brings back such fond memories. That is quintessential Greenwich Village. And Nicky and I were talking about that, but he was reminding me of a place and a time that literally took me back. And then, as Nicky always did, he said, I got to go. Nicky was always the person that was always doing something. And just like 35 years ago was the last time I spoke to him, I got to go. We'll talk soon. Goodbye.
Do you think he'll talk soon or will it be a long time?
I believe that he will. I said, you can reach me. You've got my number now. I gave him my email. He says, I rarely use it. He's definitely a retro. He says, I do Facebook with some people. I said, you can always Facebook me and so on. I said, come on, Nicky, let's step into the 21st century. Okay. But you called. But he called from his house phone, not a cell phone. He said, I use my cell phone sparingly. I'm always on the phone. But he was as if he was when I was speaking with him so many years ago, he was quick to the point. And it was time to get off the conversation. He just says, Carl, gotta go. I'll talk to you soon. Got something to do. And that was Nicky. And I thought it was just wonderful. It was nostalgic, but also pointed. And I'm glad he reached out.
You know, there aren't too many people today that still maintain relationships of when we were children.
Yes.
with other people. I mean, it's particularly people of our age. You know, we're seniors, and there's no denying it.
We kind of tripped over into that.
Well, but it's really great. And I mean, I have about five or six friends from junior high and high school that I'm still in touch with today, and that's count that as a blessing.
Oh, I do. I agree. I don't have that many, but those that I do have, like Nikki, I treasure. And it was a surprise, and I wanted to share it, and I did. And I thank you for it. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith, and this is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. Please stay with us. We are back.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harris with you. Green technology is hitting entertainment. DirecTV has taken a huge step and is now powering their satellites purely from the sun's energy, avoiding alternate fuel and energy sources that aren't fully sustainable. Raza Kazmi leads this progressive move from L.A.
Basically, the satellites themselves are powered by the sun. They're not powered by electricity in terms of combustion or coal or, you know, a tired old obsolete, you know, plants and all that. So it's obviously much easier and much cheaper. And then, as I was saying before, you know, all of our satellites are solar powered, which is another big step in the right direction toward utilizing alternative forms of energy. So overall, I think DirecTV is definitely taking some really proactive, conscientious steps in the right direction to helping support the green movement.
Nice treat when big media shows up for the humans. See their example at thinkgreenradio.com. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. David boarded a plane that stopped in Chicago on its way to New York. He had an important business meeting in Chicago, but he fell asleep on the plane and woke up in New York. David was furious, but the crew pointed out that when the plane landed in Chicago, it had been clearly announced. When David sued the airline, who do you think won? David, the airline, or nobody? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
The fact that the airline had announced the stopover is not a valid excuse. The crew was derelict in the performance of their duties. David can be reimbursed for any losses he suffered. And that's the final verdict.